Konnichiwa, Mina. This is T. Sakura, and you're listening to the Watayami Files. Well, first of all, I'd like to say Happy Halloween. And, well, just like to apologize for the show being late. It's, I try to always have the reviews up on the site before doing one of the shows, because that way I'm not behind. I got behind when I was doing my last review podcast, and I don't want to do that again. So that's why I haven't had any podcast up for a little while, is strictly because I was going through a change on my servers. Sorry about that. Well, for site news, Guitar Hero 3 for the Wii has been added in the friend codes, and I'm going to try and get a lot of new reviews up coming soon. I've been working on trying to at least find the album art for a lot of the games I have played in the past to have the reviews ready in the future. So, this is Games to Play in the Dark. Since it is Halloween tomorrow, or today, whenever you listen to this, I decided to go ahead and pick three games that'd be good to play with a group of people. To either be frightened, have fun, or for remembering. The three games we'll be talking about today, in this quick episode, making this a shorter episode this week, mainly because, well, I just want to talk about three games. Don't have anything else really to talk about. We'll be talking about Fatal Frame for the PS2 and Xbox, Resident Evil for the GameCube, and Friday the 13th for the NES. First off, let's start off at number 3 for the games to play in the dark. For the NES, a great horror game was invented and put onto it, called Friday the 13th, based off of Friday the 13th, the movie. I don't remember what number it was, but it was the one where they were at the summer camp. You are a counselor, and you have as many lives as there are counselors. Your mission is to go and force Jason to stop killing the kids from the camp. This was a very interesting one because they used several different things as side-scrolling. The huge map, which you had to be careful because Jason could appear every once in a while, also while attacking things and getting weapons. Then you'd go into first-person view while you're inside buildings, and you'd have to search around more like a shadow gate type view, and then eventually you'd run into Jason. You'd have to kill him. Now, all that wouldn't sound too scary. Why would you want to play this in the dark? Considering this game actually was pretty freaky. True, when you're on the side-scrolling part of it, it's not very scary. But when you enter into the first person, you never know if Jason will actually still be in the house when you arrive there, or if he will appear when he's not supposed to be there. And it's pretty creepy because you'll be walking around, looking around, all of a sudden just he appears out of nowhere, and it can get you, you know, it's two-dimensional graphics, but that's what makes this one a top three list of scariest games of all time. Well, not so much as scary of all time, but some of the best ones to play on Hallow's Eve. Well, if you're able to get this one, I highly recommend to play it with a group of people. You know, it's one of those games that you're going to be, like, playing for a while, and of course, there's a surprise at the end. Instead of just having to beat Jason once, you have to beat him several times. As we all know, Jason's not a person, but a being who steals the body and creates his own body over that person. Therefore, the game actually is tougher because I believe I had to take him out 3 times before I won the game. The problem is, you lose when everyone's dead. So you do have a time limit. Now moving on to Game 2. Games to Play in the Dark. For GameCube, we have the remake of Resident Evil. This is the director's cut. Okay, well, I shouldn't say that. It does have some of the director's cut stuff in it, but none of the live-action films that they threw in there. They actually had a lot of the CGI redone, and the whole game was spectacularly done. It was remade with beautiful shading, beautiful game. The best part is they added new areas, took out some areas, and redid a lot of key areas in the game, making this probably one of the freakiest Resident Evil games next to Resident Evil 4 you were able to play. As always, you get to choose from Jill or Chris. Now, as Capcom has always explained to us, they love their women extremely. That's why they have to kill them as fast as possible. The guys are pretty cool, but we'll just give them lame weapons and see if you can actually survive for a while with them. Yes, they do that in here. Chris, of course, starts with a knife. Jill starts with a handgun. And Jill's able to get to a lot of weapons before Chris is able to. This is probably one of the best versions I have ever played of this game. I have played the original, the director's cut, the DS, and the GameCube version of this game. And I need to go out and find this game and actually buy this one for the GameCube because it's a unique game all by itself. Now, some of the areas that I was very disappointed in when I actually got to while playing the original setup, of course, was the Shark Tank area. In the original, it's just a floor flooded with water and sharks swimming around on the floor. But not with the GameCube. No, they couldn't just be that nice. Ugh, I just get the chills. That is the scariest area of the entire game. You walk in, there's this huge aquarium that they were doing researches on great white sharks. And as you start walking through the water, some great whites start coming at you. You're able to take them out. Then comes Bertha. This shark, there is no sound except for the water that you can hear. Then out of nowhere, this giant fin comes out of the water, or sometimes does not. And if she's able to get to you before you're able to get to safety, you're dead without question. As you go down, she starts attacking. And now that there are starting to be leaks, just like in Jaws, when he was attacking the researchers in the control booth, the same scene is recreated in this. As you run to shut the shutters and prevent the implosion and your imminent death, you have to run over and start turning off the valves to get the water from stopping leaking in and close the shutters. As soon as the shutters are shut, you're in safety now, just needing to drain the water. But yet, she's not done yet. As you drain the water, you see her corpse laying there, waiting for you. You head towards an area where you need to go. Out of nowhere, she jumps back alive, trying to get you at the last moment, trying to kill you before you're able to save. You beat me, but I'm taking you with me. Therefore, you'd have to come after me again. That's the type of areas in this game which makes it worth playing. You never know when it will break. Or you do, but you never know when. Or what door we've broken and added two areas together. This game alone is probably one of the best horror survival games I have played on a Nintendo system. Resident Evil 4 is a good game, but this one is the best Resident Evil game I have played to date. If you have a free GameCube, I recommend getting a group of people together and playing it for the fun of it. You will be jumping, or even save it to where you're at this part, and have people watch it with you. Not only will your hair stand up, but you will feel the eyes watching you as you enter into that room. The eyes watching you when it comes under you and eats you alive. Resident Evil for the GameCube, standing at number 2. Number 1 game to play with the lights off of all time. Of course, this is past systems because I have not been able to play all the newer systems, horror games yet. For PS2 or the Xbox, we have Fatal Frame. Fatal Frame is a game about You're this girl whose brother has gone missing. Your brother, who's a psychic as you, went with a researching team to see this house was really haunted. As he entered in, they were working, finding other things, and then there was no trace left of them. After a few months of wondering what has happened, you decide to go there yourself to find out who or what has taken your brother away from you from this world, or if he is actually alive. As you enter into the house, a nice gray cinematic camera view comes up. You can see the dust in the air, no color to lighten your eyes to the surroundings. Just a mere light and dust all about you. You can feel your heartbeat through the controller. Needless to say, you don't need to feel it, for you feel your own. As you continue on, you find your brother's camera. A weapon to steal the soul of those who are now out to seek for your soul. As you continue on, you enter and you start seeing flashes of hands reaching out of the wall, trying to grab you and take you in with them. But it was merely just an illusion, or was it? As you go on through this game, ghosts come and go, or come to get you. A goal in the game is to come and try and take a picture of every ghost that appears from everywhere or nowhere, or from the slight edges of your sight. That is the goal, to find all of them by yourself. Do not use a player's guide for this one, for it ruins the effect of the game. With a group of people, this one will have you thinking you may have seen something, heard something. Well, why is that making such a weird noise? That is the type of game Fatal Frame is. And able to beat the game, you basically got to defeat all the ghosts. Will you actually succeed in finding your brother in this realm, or will you join him in the other realm, if that is where he is? Fatal Frame. A really hard one to come by in this day and age, for it is very well sought for all horror enthusiastic gamers. Fatal Frame 2 has been dubbed the best horror game to date. I have not unfortunately played this one, but I've heard that if you thought part 1 could give you nightmares, this one will make you wonder if you really are alive in your dreams or not. For the best game to have in a group of people to scare people on Halloween, choose Fatal Frame, play it with your friends, and all of you will be jumping at the doorbell when the kids come to say trick or treat. These are the top three games I've chosen to express for a great game to play during Hallow's Eve. I hope all of you have a great Halloween and have enjoyed this short Halloween episode. I will definitely be getting more reviews up on the sites, especially these three. I will get them up as soon as I can. And I'll make sure I get this going every week with new reviews. And as always, if you want to write reviews, please write a review, keeping it clean, of any topics that are on the site, and send it to reviews@tsakuraswatayami.com. So all of you out there, this is T. Sakura saying sayonara, and you may now enter into the realm of Halloween. You guys have a nice Halloween. Be safe out there. I'll see you guys next week. Ciao, my friends.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman,
in a shoebox,
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Rack's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
cool! Easy, Igor, you
impetuous
young boy.
Mash
cool!
Monster mash cool!